The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
I believe we're on episode 108. You're keeping track?
I believe it is 108. I did not double check.
Appreciate the people who continuously listen to the show from the very beginning. I think a few weeks ago, Valdez wanted to hear from people who said they'd listen to every single episode, and we got a lot of messages from people who say they check it out every single week. So thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for making us on your Spotify rap. I'm really hung up on that.
I was talking to a friend the other day about Spotify Rap and who heard you on the air talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's just embarrassing. You and EB were embarrassing about that because you guys were like little schoolgirls. And then the only people on social media that I saw talking about their rap were other females. And it just goes back to you and EB like dying to be on the cutting edge of something and to be young.
I've heard lots of shows and lots of people thanking their listeners for sharing their Spotify.
It's not so much the thanking the listeners; it's that you and EB were dying to let people know that what you were listening to this year, as if anybody.
Hold on. I did not post that to my story or anything.
Off air.
I thought you would have some sort of a friendship that we share stuff with each other.
No, not I don't like music. You should know that by now.
If we're friends,
the only music on my Spotify, I think I said it, is like kids' garbage.
Yeah,
they just ruined my Spotify.
Jack Johnson,
not even Jack Johnson. I wish it was Jack Johnson. Now it's like
Kids Bop.
No. Kids Bop is for a little bit older. It's like Coco Melon and Little Angel and all these little toddler animation shows that just with the worst nursery rhymes and all that kind of stuff ruin your life.
I was not eager to share it like Eric was. I didn't scream during the segment what my top five was or anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, I do have a music question before we get into the show.
All right.
So I actually have to do with Spotify. I'm glad I just remembered this. So last weekend I was in the car with my girls and they were holding hands, right?
Okay.
And they were being super cute. And so I was taking pictures of it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to play the Beatles song, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and see if they like it, because everything we listen to in the car, like I just said, is just baby stuff or toddler stuff.
Okay. You know, and you're thinking about, oh, this could be a cute moment. They're holding each other's hands. I'll play I Want to Hold Your Hand.
So I played I Want to Hold Your Hand, and they liked it.
Okay.
So they're
bopping around to some Beatles. I do like me some Beatles.
And then I said, well, let's play Drab's. Let's play Dad's favorite Beatles song. I know, like four songs. Uh-huh. And I put on Hey Jude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, that's a tearjerker. Right?
I love Hey Jude.
Who doesn't like Hey Jude?
I think everybody does. Yeah. And they like that song.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, culture.
So we're 2 for 2.
2 for 2. Okay.
And then I Googled best Beatles songs to listen or whatever, something like that, right?
Like, yeah, okay.
And I was going over the list. And
you get like a Rolling Stone list, right?
It was
ranked all the Beatles songs.
It was whatever popped up on Google, right? Okay. And so I was looking for ones that I know, and some of them I know I just knew would be not for kids. And then I saw the song Yellow Submarine.
Okay. Okay.
I put on that song, and of course, Tinsley was singing it. And I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, holy crap. This is the worst song ever recorded in music history.
You know, like,
I didn't really
we all live in a yellow submarine.
Yeah. And then that dumb song,
Yellow Submarine,
got stuck in my head.
Yellow Submarine.
For the next week, or for all week, it's been stuck in my head.
Uh-huh.
It's the worst song I've ever heard. Was that song, were they high? Like, I'm sure they were high when they wrote all their songs.
The Beatles were very high.
But why do I know about that song?
No,
why?
You know about that song. You know about Yellow Submarine because it was more of a commercial hit because I believe.
How could that be a commercial hit?
Because I believe that was the Beatles movie, Yellow Submarine. So it's almost like it's almost like a soundtrack to the movie. So that's how it sticks out.
The album was called Yellow Submarine. It was a self-titled track of the album or whatever it's called. They made a big push on Yellow Submarine. They made a movie about it too. You're right, but that was like their Yellow Submarine era. If anyone doesn't know the song, I'm sure you all do. It's the worst song ever. Give yourself a refresher listen and think about how bad this song is.
Well, you're just. Okay. Does that turn you off on the Beatles?
Completely off. I'll never listen to Hey Jude.
So you think the Beatles are substandard now because of one song, Yellow Submarine?
I think when people said that the Beatles are the most innovative, the most influential
band in the history of,
I think it's one of the dumbest statements in history now. Now that I know that song, because that song came after Elvis songs, which were a million times better. I just can't imagine in the 60s or early 70s, whenever that dumb song came out, people actually were bobbing their head to that and think, oh, yeah, this is something worth listening to.
Well, that was their psychedelic era that they were in. What? And I'm almost positive that it's a movie.
It is a movie. Okay. You're right about that.
But that's why it took off the way it did.
No,
it's like think of a soundtrack, a song that is most known through movies. It's the similar thing that's going on with Yellow Submarine.
Maybe that song. No, the movie came out looks like 2 years after the song.
So the movie came out 2 years afterwards.
Believe so. Yes, 1966.
And wasn't that, hold on,
from their wasn't Yellow album Revolver, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But
so wasn't Yellow Submarine a Ringo song too? Because you know the Beatles, like they have Paul songs.
Yeah, no, they said they let him write, they let him sing on one song. I don't think that's
everyone knows how much Ringo sucks.
Oh, it was drummer's Ringo Starr's vocal spot on the album.
I told you. They threw their pinch hitter a bone there.
Well, that is just a little side tangent by me as we get started. It's the worst song I will say
2 years ago, someone created a Reddit thread that said, can someone explain to me why Yellow Submarine is so popular?
Thank you. I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
Did I have a lot of comments?
It says kids love Ringo. See, there's a lot of Ringo hype in here. There's talk about the novelty and the merchandising and the movie that go along with it. But yeah, it looks like there is.
Oh, Paul McCartney says we are trying to write a children's song. Okay. I know five Beatles songs. Yellow Submarine was one of them.
Okay.
And I just can't believe like that's on their hit list.
Well, I mean, it's on the hit. The hit list is so big. I mean, Eleanor Rigby.
I'm just saying, now I'm going to have to do a deep dive on the Beatles and let you know some other songs that are just utter garbage.
Do you know what you should do? Hmm. You should sit down with your twins and you should watch the movie Yesterday.
No.
That's one of my favorite movies.
The song with the Indian guy their memory.
Yeah, nobody knows the Beatles. He's the only one that knows
the Beatles.
And he steals
the Beatles songs.
Yeah. Well, he does kind of steal.
You know what I heard?
He gives them back.
I knew what I heard. Well, you just ruined the movie. You know what I heard about that movie?
And the movie's been 10 years old.
I heard about that movie. Great idea for a movie. Terrible execution.
I enjoyed it.
I know, because, you know, do you want to know why you enjoy it?
Why?
Because you want people to think that you're some sort of intellect by because you know about the Beatles and that you're cultured because you know about music before your time.
I enjoy music before my time, and I did.
I know, but you want people to know that you know music.
How do I do that? Because I know stuff about
you
them?
Always talk about the wall of sound. Okay.
An amazing invention for music back in the day. That was it. That was that on Pet Sounds, the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds. You know,
I don't know.
Hey, you know, I did take a history of rock and roll class in college.
Everybody did. You always hype up Phil Spector. I think you're like a big Phil Spector guy.
Well, not of his out of the studio accomplishments. Is he wanted for murder or didn't he murder someone?
No, he killed his, I think he killed his wife or something.
Yeah.
Killed somebody.
Yeah. In studio accomplishments, great. Out of studio, not some great.
If you're a biddy out there, tweet me some other terrible Beatles songs. You know, I actually took a Beatles class at ASU.
Yeah.
I don't remember hardly anything about it.
The whole history of rock and roll, we spent 3 months on the Beatles.
We had a Beatles class, 3 months. That's like an entire semester.
I know that I'm exaggerating, but the majority of the class was dedicated to the
Beatles.
We
took a Beatles class. But the best class was the Elvis class.
Oh, yeah.
Changed my life.
Elvis class?
Yeah.
That's so silly.
An entire semester on Elvis.
Hey, so does that mean you're a Stones guy? You're going to say you're a Stones guy?
No, I'm not. I'm an Elvis guy.
I know, but everyone says, are you Beatles or Stones? So you're a Stones guy.
I'm neither. I'm neither. Speaking of old singers, I saw a video last night.
I am an old soul.
You are.
I get sized for Beatles talk. So does John DePompa.
Well, he's probably enjoying this.
Yeah, I know. He's fist pumping.
Except for people who know about music, and then when they listen to other people who don't know anything about music like me, I'm sure it's very frustrating to listen. I saw a video of Frankie Valli at the Mohegan Casino last night on Facebook videos.
Hey, you do love Frankie Valli. I know that. Okay.
I do. I actually do. It was so sad watching this. How old is Frankie Valli? They said it was recorded a few days ago.
He's got to be in his mid-late 70s.
No. 89.
Okay. Oh my God.
So Frankie Valli, I don't know if they're still calling him the Four Seasons or what, but it was like Frankie Valli and the Twinks. It was just like a bunch of young boys up there like singing with him like in their 20s.
They're called the Twinks?
No, I just made that up.
I was going to say.
So
can you even say that word?
No, you probably have to bleep it out. I don't know. Leave it in.
Okay.
So it was a video.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah, December 1963. Yeah. And it was so sad because he's so elderly that he was just, he had to like take a break as the backing band did, like
they came
they set
in,
up they, the whole
they,
song.
Yeah, yeah, they came in kind of saved the day. Then he
they
hit the,
started
then
he the hit song
the one line,
and then so he only had enough energy
for one line
to come and hit. Oh, what a nine or whatever. And then he sang like for 10 seconds, and then had to take a break. And then the rest of the backing band finished the song.
Did they do a Big Girls Don't Cry?
I'm sure they did, but. I only watched that one song. I watched like 3 minutes. And I'm like, God, this is sad. This guy's so old, but he loves it, and he's out there, and the crowd was eating it up.
Probably it's probably easy money, especially if he's only doing one.
Sounded like there was a ton of people there,
and he's only doing like one line of a song.
No, it was a whole concert.
I know, but if he's doing limited lines for a song, and
he's got to pay everyone else in the band now.
Yeah, but they got to be getting
the Four Seasons. They weren't the guys from the original band. They were like all 30 years old.
Yeah.
So, I knew he was still alive. I didn't know he was still performing. Probably should shut it down.
Yeah.
And are you a little bum that Kiss is retired?
Dude, I was never.
Shout out to Polyflex.
I was never really a Kiss guy.
I was never a big Kiss guy either, and I feel like their tour. But isn't that their bit, though, that they say it's their final tour all the time?
Yeah, apparently this is their fifth final tour. I think I was reading that the other day.
Yeah.
Is that they say they're going to shut it down, and they Boy Who Cried Wolf and say that they do it again.
Yeah, but they're up there, too. But I think this one was legit. Like, I think that this one, because they had their final show. I think their final show at the Madison Square Garden.
Are they having, like, health problems? Because if they're,
I'm sure.
If they're having health problems, then they probably can't perform. I always like thinking about the Junkies, like when their contract runs out, like them doing like a final tour.
What do you mean, to go to like all the suburbs?
Well, you know how like Miguel Cabrera, like when he went to like every single stadium, they give him a gift. Like the
A's gave him wine, and he's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah. It's like the Junkies' retirement tour, where it's the final Commander season for the guys. All right, then all of a sudden all the sponsors that they've had through their 27 years come, and they give them gifts every week or something like that.
Hey, we should do like a Junkies mini tour.
Yeah, Junkies mini tour. All right. Remember, that was almost the hometown happy hours. That's kind of what
they
were.
Yeah, but those were just hanging out. And that was bad publicity and everything like that. People weren't paying for a show. So I'm talking about like a live show night, right?
Okay.
Junkies Live.
They do a live morning show from a place?
This is Saturday night.
Oh,
exclusive.
Okay.
You got to pay to get in. There's no broadcast for it.
All right.
And we just tell stories.
Radio stories.
Stuff that never, like the Don Geronimo baseball bat story. And
we got to hear that again.
Okay.
Yeah. Lurch's FanDuel story.
Yeah, and we do a little Q&A.
Yeah,
we do different spots in Northern Virginia, maybe one at the beginning,
Alamo.
One at the end. We do D.C. We'll do two, and we'll do one in PG County. We'll do one in Baltimore for the old days. We'll go down to Richmond. We'll do a show in Newport News area. All right, we hit them all. It's like a 10-stop tour.
All right,
not big venues.
You do like one once a month. You do 12 once a month,
right? I mean, Big O and Dukes was doing those things like once a month at one point.
Run that up the flagpole to sales to see somebody would do it.
Yeah, it could be presented by exactly. Nathan's Hot Dogs.
Yeah, it has a presenting sponsor.
Yeah.
All right. And then you can have a venue sponsor on top of the presenting sponsor, and you take the show on the road. I think it's a good idea.
Hey, speaking of Big O and Dukes and live shows, and something that I thought of this morning. Once, a couple times we did the live, we did roast. Uh-huh. And you are a big roast guy.
I love roasts.
First off, what attracts you to roast? And also, do you think that we could ever do a Junkies roast? Or is Joni no longer allowed on the Junkies?
You could do a cakes roast. All right.
Okay.
I feel like, here's the thing. I don't think you can do a show roast. Where all four of them are on the dais.
On the dais. How about this? It's part of our Junkies Live.
All right, that's fine.
There is each stop, somebody different gets roasted.
Okay, and we could do us six involved with the show. AWOD. We do AWOD, fly AWOD in.
Okay, well,
down in Richmond.
No, he's the Richmond roast.
He's the Richmond roast. Is there anyone up in Baltimore that we could do? That has some
Well, that could just be like the JP roast or
that would be my roast.
That's
my backyard.
But you weren't on the show back in the day.
No, I was.
In Baltimore.
No, I was not. I think it's a great idea. Here's the thing is that they gotta let the guard down.
There's nothing. Yeah. You have to go in with the expectation that you're just going to get lit up.
Yeah,
and you got to be okay with it.
That a roast, feelings are going to get hurt.
I hurt feelings on the Big O and Dukes roast. So I hurt feelings so bad that the next roast was about me.
I know. I heard you crushed it.
I did.
Word on the street is you used a couple of my jokes.
I don't remember. I remember we wrote a little bit of it together. Which joke did I use that was yours?
I always remember this joke.
Okay, you can bleep it out if you want.
It was Dane was Chad Duke, just like Chad Duke's Robin Quivers. Now, if he could only get cancer and die,
yeah,
or something along those lines.
Now, if he would just get cancer,
if he would just get cancer, it'd be
yeah, complete. You did write that joke.
Hold on, I wrote JP's roast.
You wrote JP Flames roast.
Yes, JP did. Remember the David Falk roast?
Oh, this is a four-star establishment. Okay, tell your thing again.
Hey, JP said it went over like a lead balloon, but
you wrote a zing for a non-roast.
No. People don't understand. When you do a roast, it's not just the person on the dais. It's the other comedians that are up there as well.
But it's
people in the crowd. It's almost like a Ricky Gervais type Golden Globes appearance.
All right, set the table for me.
All right, David Falk is doing a roast at like a courtyard by Marriott.
David Falk is being roasted.
David Falk is being roasted.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And JP is.
Oh, is he being roasted or honored?
Roast. It's like this. It was like the same thing.
It was called the roast of David Falk.
It was a roast.
Okay.
All right, I was told it was a roast. All right. Everyone's making fun of David Falk.
Okay. Who's on the dais?
I forget.
Chick Hernandez.
Chick might be up there too.
Okay.
JP is a person who's supposed to present and talk. There's a DC celebrity and sports socialites, and one of whom is former basketball coach Gary Williams for the Maryland Terrapins.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And
And, all right, hold on.
And like I said, roasts are not just joning on the person who's up there with you,
mm-hmm.
and other comedians that are up there joning, but also people who are in
all right,
the
do
crowd.
You want the list? Do you want the list?
Yeah, give me the list.
I just found
list.
It here.
Okay.
The roast at David Falk, 2016 in May at the Bethesda Marriott.
Uh-huh.
Master of Ceremonies, John Paul Flame.
All right.
Okay. Roasters. David's daughter, Steve Buckhantz, Danny Ferry,
okay.
Bruce Levinson, NBA owner of the Hawks at one point, John Lucas, everybody knows John Lucas from the NBA,
yeah.
Gary Williams. Okay, that's pretty good.
Saying, yeah, Gary's a roaster.
All right, that's pretty good for a roast.
That's not bad. Also, no comedians up there. So I punched some jokes up for JP.
Yeah.
You know, just because everyone's going to do a David Falk bald bit,
mm-hmm.
all that.
It's too obvious.
I know. I was Matt Voss. I was writing I was slaying these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had JP go up there and say, this is such a great venue to host a roast. It's a, you know, it's a 5-star hotel. We have 5-star, we have 5-star assembly here, 5-star food. It's actually amazing. Gary was able to find it since it's a 5-star.
Okay.
I made a Gary recruiting zing. Okay.
Can I tell you your first problem?
What?
You had JP delivering a zing.
Yeah, okay. I know that's the first thing that backfires. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my joke. It was a Gary recruiting zing.
All right.
And that,
I remember you laughing in the studio when I heard you tell it. But
yeah, but my guess is JP didn't deliver it.
The delivery is key.
Yeah, the delivery's key. My guess is JP didn't deliver it very well.
Probably.
And my guess is didn't I think JP said he got booed after he said that.
Because he's probably the only one that took a shot at Gary.
I wouldn't want a junkie's roast to be like a David Falk roast.
Well, that's what got me in trouble on the Big O and Dukes roast, because it was the roast of Beau LeBlanc, and I had too many zings about Chad Dukes.
Don't people realize that's what they're supposed to do?
It was over the top.
How is that over the? It's a roast. It's when you're supposed
I
to be.
I was very mean. And
you were mean during a roast.
I was very mean and. You know, it's actually one of my proudest achievements in my entire career. I don't know if people who listen to Big O and Dukes, because I killed it. Like,
you were the headliner.
I stole the show. I stole the show, and people were raving about it, and it was the talk of
no, I remember. No, you should have stolen the show, because I remember you working on jokes very hard after the show. I think we probably had the worst guests we've ever had that month.
I don't know. There's been some slow weeks recently.
No, but I would say that's a good idea. Is that
you roast the junkies?
You do a roast, mm-hmm. and like a mini Q&A type thing. My guess is if you did 12 roasts during a year, they would get repetitive.
So we do a roast, a Q&A, and a couple old stories.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. And that 90 minutes.
I was going to say that kills an hour and a half.
90 minutes. Everyone goes home happy. They've had a couple drinks. And, you know, you get a few bucks in your pocket, too, I guess.
Presented by PenFed.
I love it. Let's pitch it. CK will hear this. He listens to the show. Yeah. Maybe he'll like that.
Michelle Manti, get on it.
All right.
Hey, I know CK is listening, mm-hmm. right now, because he goes back and he'll listen to all of this. CK, don't fire me.
Oh, you're just still doing this bit. You know,
I'm very paranoid right now.
I know. You were like sending me emergency text messages the other night.
My radar is up, and it's up because the podcasting has been taken out of my hands. So when the show's not up in Omni today, mm-hmm. everyone yell at Michael Marr, not me today. But I've been doing something for 13 years. Now,
mm-hmm.
and then it's taken from me. So how am I supposed to react?
All right. Well, hold on. We've got to fill the listeners in case they didn't hear it on the show, that we now have. You've probably heard the name Michael Marr before. And Mike actually has sit in on Bit Season before. Mm-hmm. And Mike is, you know, he's a producer here, part-timer, weekends, fills on both stations.
Jack of all trades.
But the last few months, he's been doing our YouTube videos. and working with corporate on getting our YouTube page up, and he's done a great job at that. He's working along with Toby. And
then it sounds like what happened is, it sounds like corporate kind of not dumped, but also want him to do the podcasting along with the YouTube stuff.
Yes. And you're being sensitive about it because the podcasts are your baby.
It is my baby. When you've been doing it for so long, you've become so accustomed to.
Now, is it possible you've been doing it so long that you've been slipping recently, like not posting the fourth hour?
Is that the word on the street?
No, I'm asking a question.
I will say that sometimes not everything goes 100% correct.
What about 80%?
85%.
Yeah, did you guys hear that segment this week?
Yeah, 85%. Definitely 85%. Look, mistakes happen. You know, I'm human. I'm sure Mike will make mistakes, too, as he does this.
No, it was explained to you that the Junkies podcast is the bell cow of
the company
Odyssey when it comes to station downloads. Us and probably Boomer and Geo in New York City are the top.
And Bit Season number 3.
Bit Season does very well. It's up there. I don't know if we're number 3 because there's a lot of other segments and daily segments from the other shows. But so they just want to maximize. Probably the dollar potential on our podcast. So they're putting their own person on it to do video and audio so they can make sure that it's getting as many downloads as possible with, I don't know, ad rolls and more segments. And it's nothing personal to you. They're doing the same thing in New York and they're doing the same thing in Philadelphia. They're putting experts, so they have it down exactly how they want it.
Wouldn't I be an expert?
No, because you're producing a great radio show that you don't have time to fiddle around with the meaningless podcast.
I feel like...
Like, we're over the air. You're an over the air specialist. All right?
How long did it take you to think of that? Because that made me smile.
Right now. Just came up with it. You're an over the air specialist.
Okay.
All right? What's currently on the airwaves is most important. Don't we always say that?
Yeah.
Not the callers, not screening calls, not podcast, not, something, the question that we have coming up. It's what's going over the air right now is the most important. Yeah. So you are focused on what's going over the FM airwaves and you can't miss that. We don't want to mess that up.
But wouldn't you say that if I've been doing something for, like, I feel like my identity has been taken away. Can you see why I think that?
Ron Rivera is a defensive specialist, but he's not calling the plays. They let someone else do that. Okay?
I think I don't want him to be compared to Ron Rivera in terms of what do you think his job security is?
It's not looking so great.
Yeah. No, but so I'm just saying my radar's up.
Michael Marr is a very nice kid. Marr is not going to replace you because he's not the Zing King. He doesn't plan stuff out. He could never help plan a Christmas show. He's not a historian of the Junkies. You're invaluable. They're not going to get rid of you.
My radar's up. My radar is up.
It's in the Junkies contract that they have to have two producers.
I know. And trust me, I was thinking about it today when JP said that, hey, what are we paying? Is it Ross Eatman? Ross Eatman.
Yeah.
We could do this ourselves. And I was like, well, if JP did his own contract, Odyssey would take out the two producer clause in there so quick. And he would just skim that over and we'd be out of a job.
JP has been pounding that table for years. Ever since I've worked on the show, he's been telling the other guys he wants to be their agent. He wants to negotiate their contract.
I know. That's why I will always fight for them to keep their agent. Okay.
Who is who's the Tom Glancy of stories?
I know.
John Paul Flame. If I was them, no offense to JP, very good at what he does, I would not want him...
going through
being
my contract
charge,
with
in charge of my livelihood.
Right. That's exactly what I think about.
And JP's was reaction. I know JP. When something important is taken out of the contract that he misses or that they change, he'd be like, "That's no big deal. That's no big deal.
That's just a minor thing."
Yeah, yeah.
Well, think about how much you're saving when I did it.
I'm on the other three side that JP not be their agent. You got to separate those.
Especially because the guarantee of our job rides on the contract within itself.
Also, my radar on JP, the attorney, I don't remember exactly what it was, but he didn't know some like basic terminology. When we were talking about an attorney's role or something, we had an argument on the show and he botched it. Like he didn't know some courtroom etiquette or something that was on the show. And it was embarrassing for him as an attorney.
Was it when he showed up late to his, to about the squatter?
Well, that too. It wasn't that, but that too. Yeah. His case was dismissed and he had to restart.
With prejudice.
Yeah. And he had to restart it. Yeah. That too. I don't think you're being fired, Valdez.
Okay, I'm just saying.
We're a 1-2 punch. We're a combo. So without Valdez, there's...
Let me ask you something. If
you got fired, would I stick around?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
Out of principle,
that's a long pause right there.
Out of principle, or out of just not having as much fun? Principle, no.
I understand you have kids.
In principle, no. It's part of the business. I've had friends here that have been terminated. I didn't think twice about resigning. I'm not going to pull a Rudy, and say
throw your jersey on the table.
If Valdez is gone, I'm gone too. No, but I think eventually, or probably rather quickly, as I'm sitting in there with someone that I got, somebody new I have to work with, and I'm not having as much fun, and we don't have the same chemistry, then that would keep me, looking for something else.
I do like Michael Marr in studio.
Is that an acceptable answer?
I think that's an acceptable answer. I do like Michael Marr in studio, but there is a different dynamic going on.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm not sure if you've noticed it or not, just because I think Michael Marr would be cool, but I don't know if he's like in the inner circle.
Yeah, this is actually a big deal for us.
It's a huge deal.
It actually should have led the show off.
We talk very openly about what's going on in the show, things that are happening currently that's going on, things that happened yesterday, things we want to do in the future.
So this Michael Marr thing happened very quickly, right? Yeah. So Mike is in the studio with us, sitting right next to us, just like AWOD did for years. And it took a long time for AWOD to earn our trust.
Some would say we just still don't trust him.
That's true, but he's pretty good at being, the vault, where if he hears something, he's not going to repeat it. He's not going to go tell his friends about it. Because look, we're in a working dynamic here, and producing sometimes is not unrewarding job, but sometimes like. Every job has things you want to vent about. You guys, we do it on the show here. We just did the whole thing about FanDuel last week. Michael Marr is going to get the unedited version of the FanDuel problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Michael Marr is going to hear Bit Season unfiltered.
Unfiltered, yeah. And we can't have him going to Jason or something and saying, hey, Drab just said this about you behind your back.
Yeah. I can't have Michael Marr going to EB saying, hey, Valdez thinks you're creepy and weird for asking him about swing speed every 5 seconds.
Exactly. But more importantly, I think the chemistry of the room is a little off.
It's off. Could you tell the first day? You know what I mean? I barely talked to you.
Yeah,
right. I didn't know what I could say, what I couldn't say, if language is offensive to,
There was a word that was said in that studio today that was very offensive. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, nobody in the room said it.
No,
You were playing an old Howard Stern clip.
Yeah, RIP Ralph Cirilla.
Okay. And Michael Marr, you, me, and EB were all in the room, and it was very loud. And there was a word that is, you just cannot say anymore.
No.
Or you shouldn't have said it probably at any point. It's one of the most offensive words you can say these days.
And, wasn't so offensive back then.
Right. And that was a big test for Michael Marr.
Hey, okay. Hey, do you think I did that test on purpose?
I was wondering if you did that on purpose. It was a little gut check, like... You can get away with it because you didn't say it, but you knew that word was said in that clip and you wanted to see his reaction.
If he went, whoa!
Whoa, whoa, what did the, was that over the air? Did you guys, And I just wanted to see if he would turtle up, like get in his shell a little bit.
Or if he laughed.
Or if he laughed, we would have to fire him for inappropriate
conduct.
Yeah. I have hardly... My browsing history has changed this week as well.
So you're not looking up news babes nonstop?
Yeah, I don't know him. Like, I know him, but I don't know him. I don't want him looking over my shoulders thinking, oh, well, why is... Anything, not even inappropriate stuff. Why is Drab on Zillow? Is he movie?
Does he not understand we like doing Zillow bits?
Why is Drab Zillowing homes in Florida?
Drab has been the online... You know the online meme where that kid with the short curly hair is staring so hard? And mm-hmm. He has a vein in his head that's popping out. Yeah, yeah. That's Drab right now trying to show me the hottest Fox 5 news babes that have been hired on their Instagrams.
Fox 5 hired a new the Caps arena girl, and I saw that news today, and I was going to check out her Instagram and her bikini photos.
Yeah, and Drab's clutching as hard as possible to not pull it up to show me. I can't pull it just yet.
More so not that there's a lot of venting about the junkies, but you know, our commentary, that's the right word. And that's, EB always points that out. The guys are doing a show for themselves behind the glass. There's been dead air this week. There's been no show during the show.
Yeah, like if Jason says something stupid, I'll go to Drab and I say, what is he talking about? You know what I mean? Or that's dumb.
We're doing our own show that we know is not on the air. And then
we can't have Michael Marr go running to the guys, or not even running to the guys, but say something off.
I think
the cuff.
I think people get it that he's not in the circle of trust yet.
Right. So we don't know his discretion.
All right. Let's set some traps for him. All right.
Okay. What are we going
to
do?
You know, when you're trying to find a mole, you give fake information
to
different people. And
yes.
All right. Let's.
You know, Kim Kardashian did that with her friends.
I didn't know that, but
yeah, she gave out fake stories to different people.
Oh, to see what went to the tabloids.
Yes.
That's what we need. We need to do some sort of bit with that with Michael Marr and find out what gets back to the junkies.
All right. What can we make up that he would end up saying?
I don't know. We have to. I don't have a comedy pyramid built up right now. I'm just spitballing.
All right. Can we say, hey, Cakes has this debilitating disease. Say Cakes has Crohn's disease.
All right. All right. And then he goes back and
Then we'll see. Then all of a sudden you'll see if there is a Reddit page that says Cakes has Crohn's disease.
A Reddit post.
All right.
Mike, we're watching you.
Yes, watch out for those booby traps.
All right. Before we get into the second part of the show, we want to talk about the perfect male butt. Maybe a little bit about my shower injury. Valdez somehow is enthralled with Grand Theft Auto. We can get into that. But I remind everybody that today's show is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Valdez and I are his number one consumers. We are big fans of Don't Sleep. And I want to make sure you guys are using the promo code when you guys are ordering your Don't Sleep. It would be foolish not to. Use the promo code BITSEASON when you are ordering your Don't Sleep off don'tsleepenergy.com
or Amazon.
Get 10% off every single order. You guys know all about Don't Sleep by now, but just keep them coming, Mike. Now Danny Rouillet's breaking into my office, taking them all the time. Ryan Clary, the Stallion, is.
I got mine right here.
What is that? The sugar-free?
Sugar-free. You know I'm a sugar-free guy.
We're big sugar-free guys. Everyone's watching their calorie intake around
here. I had a dalliance with their energy shots,
mm-hmm.
but I like sipping on this longer.
Yeah. Sipping on it, yeah, not just gulping something,
not chugging it,
like Lurch Bish does with his. All right, guys, check him out on social media. Don'tsleepenergy.com. When we come back, let's talk about the perfect butt, Valdez.
The perfect butt, and also I want to get into a couple of ideas we had for bit season.
That's a great tease because I don't even know what he's talking about. We'll figure that out when we come back. All right.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 108. Drabby, how do you think that first segment went?
I thought I was feeling pretty good. I felt pretty good this time.
People don't realize Drabby's been kind of blah about Bit Season.
Blah's the wrong word.
You know what it is? Drab had the Thanksgiving week off and we didn't get to do Bit Season during Thanksgiving. And so I feel like during that week he's been hypercritical of the shows. Before and after, he's doing
onward detail. And upward. I always want the show to grow.
I know, so do
get,
I.
Get better. I don't want to become stagnant.
I know, so do I. Do you feel like we've hit a rut, a show rut?
No, I don't think. Maybe I don't know. All right,
well, Drab's just been down.
Valdez gets all offended if I tell him that wasn't our best show.
I know when we have good shows, and I know when we have clunker sometimes.
Right.
And not every show can be a home run.
It can't. Not every show can be the best show.
I know,
but be the best show.
You're acting like we're not putting in the effort.
Well, that's up for debate. I think it's possible. But what I'm glad this just happened because this was not really planned either. During the break there, Adam texted me, who's supposed to be on the air here in Richmond on 910 The Fan in just a few minutes. He texted me, is there a Bit Season today? First of all, which is offensive.
That's so offensive.
It's Thursday.
That's so offensive.
But he said, I have the flu and I'm dying for some behind the glass content.
All right, he made off. Yeah, he won me back with that.
All right, so I do like the second part of that text. So we're sitting here, and Valdez and I realize, well, why don't we just call Adam and talk to him and see how he's feeling here, and then we can get his idea, you know, what he thinks of this next segment here. And so we figured out how to take calls in the studio. And Adam, you there?
Hello, is this Bit Season?
Hey, Adam, you are our first ever caller into Bit Season.
Long time listener, listen to every episode, first time caller.
Hey, are we number one on your rap Spotify Wrapped?
No, that was the Beatles.
What about for podcast though? I should say podcast.
Well, yeah, but I only listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts or on the Odyssey app that you can download for free.
Adam, what's your favorite Beatles song?
That's a tough one. There's just too many that I like.
Hey, I'll tell you exactly. The Walrus.
No. I don't think he's a Beatles fan. He just had.
Did you fake your Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah. Name three provinces in Eastern Ukraine.
My brain isn't working. So my favorite Beatles song is definitely the one they made the documentary about. You know, let it be, let it go, whatever. My mind's not working.
Let it go.
Let it go.
That's the Frozen song. You mean Let It Be?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't think that was the documentary one.
No, but at least that's the name of the song.
It is the name of the song. No, but it's Get Back. Wasn't that the...
No, I think there was two Beatles documentaries.
Okay.
Adam, what do you think of Yellow Submarine?
I can't believe he's lying about the Beatles.
Do you like Yellow Submarine?
I'm not lying. My brain is just fried because I have influenza. Oh. Okay.
Adam, do you like Yellow Submarine?
Well, he has yellow teeth.
Yeah, I get sized for Yellow Submarine. My dad says that the movie is silly. Have you guys seen the movie?
Valdez has. I have not.
Drabs can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. I heard it's a good song, though, so I'll check that one out. Adam. Are you really sick today? I know you're doing like a radio voice right now. I talked to you 2 minutes ago and you sounded really sick. So were you faking that?
No, I mean, I'm dying, right? I mean, I've been in bed for 48 hours.
Are you sick or hungover?
I'm very sick. I mean, I went to the doctor and I tested positive for the flu.
Positive for the flu.
I know. It's like an
Adam,
AIDS
is there anything
test.
Going on in your personal life that you want to tell the biddies about? Or are you boring as ever?
I mean, I'm sick as hell.
No, I just like anything interesting.
Like what's going on in your life?
Any girls? No. Any show promotions? Anything like that?
Nothing as of yet. We might have some stuff coming up soon.
Are you working on something?
Yeah.
All right. Adam, what do you think? Has Bit Season hit a rut?
No. I think every episode is a home run. And it's not just because I really like you guys. It's the nostalgia. And you guys hit it perfectly a few weeks ago. Nostalgia is the hottest thing on the planet right now. I think it's why Taylor Swift is so popular. And everybody wants to rewatch all these shows from the 90s, and everything's getting remade. Mm-hmm. Nostalgia is the hottest thing on the planet, and you guys hit it out of the park every time you bring it up.
We have tapped into the nostalgia well a lot, but I don't want to be just known as guys.
I think we've stumbled into it, and we do a great job of going down memory lane, but Drab feels like he's above it. You know what I mean?
No, I don't feel like I'm above it, but we do.
He's got more. So it's like having one move in basketball. You know what I mean? Drab thinks he has handles for days, and he doesn't. You know what I mean? It's not just the sky hook.
I want to do current topics. Valdez just wants to talk about holiday meals every single week.
That's untrue.
And talk about what he had on the dinner table growing up.
That's untrue. You're such an asshole.
Adam. All right. I threw something out there. It was half-hearted. All right, and not even half-hearted. It was just we were brainstorming on different directions of Bit Season.
We actually do sit down and talk about the show and kind of things we want to do with it, the direction of the show, topics.
Right.
And so it's not like we just show up here and turn on the mics and hopefully we poop out a good show.
So one of the things that we've talked about, and I don't think we've been shy on this on the podcast before, saying things that we miss on the show. We miss the third voice. We miss Stallion. We miss AWOD. We like playing off of someone else in the room because it just makes us feel more comfortable. And then, you know, we don't have to be as funny, like, because we can just react to the person in the room.
Yeah. Right now, it's just there's too much of a A and B conversation.
And a lot of time, you know, those millennial felted producers just don't fall out of trees as much as we would like. And so we're trying to think of, like, how could we get another voice on the show, right? And we know you're busy and Stallion's no longer allowed to come on. So I think it was me. Maybe it was both of us. I don't really remember. I had an idea, and honestly, you don't know about this. I want to get your reaction to this.
Get ready.
Valdez reacted positively to this as well. So don't let him mock me.
I'm not mocking.
What would you think about a female co-host of Bit Season?
Are you kidding me?
It could
work if you got the right woman, but you know, you're limited with the office that you're in. You know, and I don't want you just to throw someone random
We understand, like, we can't just put someone in the chair, turn on the mics, and do an episode, and then hopefully it's good. We realize there needs to be some sort of audition. There needs to be some sort of chemistry. You know, there needs to be a feeling out process in more ways than one for Drab.
So I told our buddy Mike about that, and he said strong veto, absolutely not. I think he actually may have used the phrase "females ruin everything," which is more than likely the outcome of inviting. Again, keep in mind, this was just an idea. We were brainstorming.
We're trying to figure out
just an idea that I threw out there. And here's what's appealing about it. Valdez and I like to talk about sex. We like to talk about relationships. I think we like that more than the junkies do. Like, they get a little gun shy now that they have children. They have daughters that have listening age. They don't like to talk about that stuff as much anymore.
I think
there's a void missing in our lives where we like talking about saucy things.
There's kind of an untapped market for it with Junk's listeners and this show.
With a female voice.
And I know it gets mocked because Opie and Anthony during Jocktober,
yes,
they would call these type of shows, they would call that female voice a hole.
Yes.
And so I understand how it can be mocked and perceived.
But here's what I like about it.
Yeah.
It's so out there and so like against the grain of what we stand
for.
Yes,
we're zagging. We're radio zagging.
Yes, yes. I mean, keep in mind, I come from Big O and Dukes. Chad Dukes said something.
Drab listens to Tom Likas.
Yeah, I grew up, he was a misogynist on the air.
Yes.
We had a job offer in San Diego before we came to D.C., and what they wanted a female voice on the show. And Chad said during the job interview, I believe he said something like, there will never, ever be a female on my radio show. And then they took the job away, all right? And we had to move here. I could have been living in San Diego all these years.
And now it's not just...
So it goes against the grain, everything that I've ever learned about guy talk radio.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that you need to find the perfect female for the role, and we realize how much of an uphill challenge that is. So we thought about, okay, the only female that's at the station right now is Savannah McCann.
Savannah's a good broadcaster, but I don't know
she would fit the show.
Savannah works for like Baseball America.
Yeah, that's not what we want.
She's a sports girl. We don't want a sports girl. You know that. Yeah,
you know that, Adam. We don't want a sports girl. This is the prototype that we need, that we're looking for, Adam, is we need a woman. I was going to say chick, but we need a woman who is like early 30s, late 20s. So I'm going to say 27 to 34. All right. Single.
Yes.
All right.
Unmarried.
Yeah, unmarried.
Okay. Unmarried.
Unmarried.
I'd be willing to bend on that possibly.
Okay. We need who's like in the scene. You know what I mean?
Do you know what he wants? He wants a Pamplona bartender.
Yeah, that's exactly the stereotype we need. It's like a Don Tito, 30-year-old bartender who's in the Arlington crowd.
I mean, that could be spicy. That could be really good.
I know. Yeah. Don't you think it would be stories for days?
You want a girl who's not afraid to be...
Unafraid, uninhibited.
Yeah.
Who shoots from the hip, says what's on her mind, speaks first, thinks second. That's what I need.
What? What do you think about that, Awad?
The first thing I thought of is Karina Delgado still in the building? Because she's funny. And she's a fun time.
Okay, Karina's great, but I don't think she really likes us that much personally.
And honestly, she's got too much going on.
I think Karina loves attention dollars, so that could interest her. Plus, maybe you throw a gift card or two in there. You know, she likes to go out and have
fun. No, yeah. But here's...
Here's my answer, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being honest with you guys. I think it's a good idea, like, 5 or 6 times a year. Not every episode. You guys, this is what Bit Season needs, is a shot of confidence. You guys are the funniest people I've ever heard do a podcast together, just shooting the stuff, talking about random nothing, and it's so funny. You guys are hilarious together. You don't need a third voice.
It sounds like Adam's auditioning.
The old episode, and I'm annoying talking in the background, right? Because I'm cutting you guys off.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? So.
Yeah.
And even Ryan Clary was great sometimes, and then it was like, dude, shut up for a second and let Drab talk. You know?
But he's so, the laugh. Rastalli was the laugh track. That keeps us going. It's very important.
Hey, do you know we reached out to Chuck Lee? Because Chuck's in that scene. He knows everyone in that crew. And we asked him to keep an eye out, and he came to us with a prospect that we need to set up a lunch date with.
See if there's any chemistry.
See if there's chemistry.
Can you send me a picture of her?
Drab told me her Instagram's on
private.
But
I think Valdez is following her now, though. I think he's reached out.
I can send you the resume that Chuck sent us.
All right. So here's the premise of it, of the female voice. It's so ludicrous and annoying that I think it could possibly work. That's the idea behind it. Nobody would expect it from us.
It's almost like a speak when spoken to type role.
Well, that's also important. Yeah, you're not the third mic. You're just there to chime in when we like you to.
Yeah. We give you a head nod and then you can talk. That's the type
Well, we don't want it to become any voice to be. But, you know, it's not a third here. It's not.
So it's 2.5 mics.
Yeah, two and a half mics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 2.5
mics.
But
still, we want it to be our show. We don't want to do a show for females.
And then when she says, hey, I got a story for you, we'll probably ask her to tell us first so we can preview it.
Yeah.
So to see if she has some sort of radio instincts. Dave, do you know what Drab wanted to do? Now, this was just out of left field. All right. Drab, because we're talking about this, yeah, we need a single spicy addition to the show.
I don't know what you're going to say. I don't remember what I did.
Yeah. So Drab says, you know what we need to do? We need to go find an OnlyFans girl in Northern Virginia who's putting out content and see if she wants to come on the show.
I did say that.
He asked me to reach out. You remember Sky Marie, the country slut, the farm slut? He said we should reach out to her to see if she knows any local OnlyFans women who would come on the show and be
I mean,
2.5
mic.
I think
it would be awesome for one episode and people would be listening with their pants off. But then after a while, it'd be like, all right, I want to hear, Matt and Matt.
I think Drab's just horny.
No, I'm not horny, but believe me. But I know what that can I tell you something, though? That was a conversation where I talked about we need not only a third voice on the show, but if it's going to be female, we also need social media and video. And that was the draw to have some girl in her busty naturals sitting here in like a slinky outfit, all right, talking to us. And then that's how we go viral and make BitSeason popular. Like,
you know what?
I see the whatever pod and all those things that get viral on Twitter.
BFF and the guy who has all the girls from OnlyFans on.
So we have the platform.
Yeah,
right?
So the thing
we
was,
already have the listeners
is that we have a 2.5 mic. A woman who is familiar with social media and promotion and video, because obviously she's cutting videos of her herself.
Whoa, jeez.
So she has that capability, but is willing to work for the promotion of her OnlyFans and not payment.
You know what? I actually just thought of a great idea. Have you guys ever heard of Ski Mask Girl? She got really popular on TikTok. And it's because she never revealed her face and she had a smoking hot body. What if you had a third mic in there and you never let viewers see what she looks like, but you could always hear her voice?
How about we do just a shot of video below her neck? Like she doesn't wear a ski mask or anything.
Or we blur her face out.
Yeah. She's got like a mic in front of her face, like Wilson from
Home Improvement.
All right. So you can't ever see her face.
Yeah, we'll call her Wilson.
Yeah. All right. We'll call her Willie.
Yeah.
So here's
just a close up on her chest, and she tells all these sexy stories, but you never reveal her true identity.
Here's Adam. Here's the problem is that we don't have like a budget for any of this stuff. So like even if we were to hire someone that Chuck suggested, like we can't pay her. Now the theory is that if she's like a bar girl. Then the owner of the bar
pays her on the side.
Pays her on the side so that she'll do an episode.
I think that's called plugola.
I'm just saying that
not if we promote her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It feels like it's always coming back to OnlyFans right now. Drab, you are horny. What is going on?
No, you scratch my back, I scratch your back type of thing.
We don't have anything to give besides
we're
promotion.
We're not even promoting her OnlyFans. The biddies find it on their own.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, I sent you the pick collage of who could be the 2.5 mic.
Oh, let me look at this right now.
Yeah, I want to get your initial reaction.
All right. Well, he's going to say something inappropriate and it will ruin it with her. We're not having her on the show because of the way she looks.
I know. I know.
I would love to hear that girl tell a story. Wow.
Okay, who's the horny one now? All right, Adam.
All right.
That was it.
That's all we had.
Appreciate your feedback.
Right. Hey, can I just say, you guys are so funny. Come on. Like, you don't really need a third mic. Just keep cranking out episodes. Do 2 days a week. Do a Saturday episode when football season ends. Come on. Give the biddies more content.
I do like it when Adam texts me usually around 5 o'clock, and and the show ends at 3, and so he gets right on it, and he'll say, "This week's episode was awesome. I was laughing so hard." It always makes me feel good, Adam. And I don't feel like you're doing it just to pump me up. I feel like it's genuine.
I mean, I really do like laugh out loud when I'm listening. So I'm being honest.
All right. Well, feel better, bud.
All right. Yeah.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Go sweat it out.
Yeah.
That meant hang up. We're not in the studio. Hang up, you clown.
Oh.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
Jesus, go. We can't hang up on you. The phone's in the other room.
Yeah.
Speaking of a professional podcast and needing an editor.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, I hope you guys like enjoying From Here and From Meriwether.
Hey, remember when we had video? Those were the days.
Those were the days. We didn't take a good enough advantage of it.
I know. No, we're stupid.
Valdez, did you like... I feel like the perfect male butt segment this week, the study was too confusing for the junkies. It was actually a little confusing for me, but I just wanted them to talk about, who has a hot butt. Or what do they look like? What makes a guy have?
No. So this is what I was hoping, is that the conversation would dovetail into features from guys.
Yeah.
That either other guys are envious of, or what women find attractive. Kind of like that. But they were just hung up on the butt.
I tell you what, I do sleep on how hot women find butts. Because I don't ever think about guy butts.
No, it's out of sight, out of mind.
When I see a good looking guy, I've never once. It's not like a Dumb and Dumber, look at the butt on that type thing, right?
Uh-huh.
When I see a good looking guy, it's like high cheekbones, really good hair.
Do you know a feature on good looking guys is you can just tell
blue eyes.
No, smooth skin.
Smooth skin. That's a good one. Yeah. What about big lips? Big lips, blue eyes.
Well, I don't know if that's baldy. I don't know how women feel, but I guess big lips. If big lips are a feature for women, why can't they be a feature for men?
Like, what is Brad Pitt's signature look?
High cheekbones.
Is that what it is?
That would be my guess. His also abs, his Fight Club abs.
Yeah, but that's, you never know. But I'm talking just facially. It probably is cheekbones.
I think
and nice hair.
Eric's always said this, and I think it's so true. Is like women really don't care about physical stuff.
That's a lie. They do, to a certain degree.
That's what I wanted to get to. Is that to some extent I do feel like the personality does take over, but women have their things that they like about guys physically.
Of course.
Like I feel like women want abs first.
No, they don't. Because women find abs attractive. This is why we need a hole in here, pal. Yeah, yeah.
This is the perfect topic.
It really is.
For our hole.
Is that an offensive word? I don't even know. It's like Sandra, because...
See, this is what I don't understand is when Opie and Anthony called the woman a hole, mm-hmm. Is it hole as in your mouth, like your pie hole, mm-hmm. Or a hole as in, you know what I mean?
Right.
Down there. Your petri dish.
All right, here's what a woman says. Well, first off, we have to talk about physical features only. Because we know what's most important to women.
Yes, we understand listening and being funny and all that good stuff. We understand that trumps...
No. You, money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
All
right, good call. But if you had to rank...
All right, you want to know what number... Okay, rank your... Three most important features
that women look for.
Yes.
All right.
You're sleeping on number one.
Big.
No. That's height.
Heights. Yes.
6 feet and up. 5'11" and up. 6 feet and up. All right. Okay. I'd love to put myself in the 5'. 6 feet and up.
Yeah. Height. Height is definitely it. Well, I feel like beard. Like if you have the ability to grow a beard. I think that's high for some women.
No.
Yes. Yes. No. I feel like facial hair.
It's the lumberjack look. And all that.
That's what I'm getting at. The lumberjack look is hot. The cowboy look is hot. The 5 o'clock shadow.
I'm talking traditionally. Maybe, but it's not in the top three.
I feel like arm, big arms.
Can I tell
brawn,
you?
Brawn is a
I don't
big
want
one.
You to be, people to be offended by what I said. And this is, and it's clearly wrong. You want to know why I don't have a beard? You've never seen me with a beard?
Because you can't grow facial hair.
I think I can. I've gotten to like day 5 or 6 before and I shave it off. This is what I believe in my heart. Beards are for fat guys. And I don't want a beard to grow a beard because I know the only reason I'm growing it is to cover up my jowls. And so I know it's wrong because so many hot guys right now have beards.
I feel like beards are so hot right now.
But I just shouldn't say the term fat. I'm not trying to be mean, but every fat guy has a beard.
Everyone with a beard's hiding something.
Not hiding anything. Think of every man of larger carriage that you know. Does he have a beard?
Landfill doesn't.
Landfill? I think he does.
I don't think he does.
He's got a goatee.
That's not a beard.
Yeah, but he has a goatee that covers up his below his chin.
Okay. The majority, yes. Yes.
Okay. So
I would agree with you.
That association that I have. Look, I'm not.
I know, but you can still be skinny with a beard.
Of course, that's what I just said. Yeah. That's what I just said. In my mind, beards are for fat guys. That's why I never.
All right. Well, I feel like it's on the list.
Clearly, beards are very hot. In this decade.
I feel like brawn, arms. It's the
broad shoulders. Because you have muscles.
You have it's not just like muscles because you can have ab muscles.
No,
I feel like big arms, like a juice head would have. Jersey Shore juice head.
No, that's what you're going for. That's what you think women want. That's why you're.
No, it's not. It's not just the physical nature of big arms that are appealing. It's mm-hmm. also the underlying protection. Like he's a strong man. He can protect me. That has something to do with it, the psychological aspect.
Well, I don't think women care about arms. I think guys care about. This is just me. I think guys care about arms more than women. I think women, you're right on the carrying the load thing, but I think that has to do with like your back, your shoulders, that jumps out at them. They want that triangle. They want the triangle that Daniel Craig has. Yeah. All right. Skinny, narrow waist, broad shoulders.
No, also,
but abs, you're wrong on abs. I don't think they really care about abs.
They just don't want a beer belly.
Right. Probably.
Yes. Yeah. You don't need
you're
abs.
Have a narrow
just
waist.
Just don't have a beer belly.
Yeah. I don't think abs are essential.
I think butt is on there. I didn't realize how important butt was.
No, that's what I just said. I know. Butt's weight. I think butt's down. Well, I don't think about butts on guys. For me, like top, if I'm saying, I told you, like the good looking guy, I don't think about butt. Butt's like number 12.
I know, but you came up with Chris Maloney pretty quickly.
I told because I know a little about a lot, and I know women are attracted to him.
I didn't. Okay,
for his butt.
Okay.
Hair. You sleep on hair. Very. You got to be a rock. You just got to be an absolute stud if you're bald. That's why every news anchor has nice hair.
Do you know what it is? It's not hair. Well, it has something to do with hair. But also, it's a confidence thing. Because I feel like when guys are bald,
mm-hmm.
that I think they lack confidence. I think you have a hang up about being bald. That's why you're trying to get free hair plugs. And it's a confidence.
It's not
confidence
hair plugs. That's can I tell you something? When you and everyone other people say the word hair plugs, you are mocking hair transplant. It's not called hair plugs anymore.
I don't know what it's called.
It's not called hair plugs. Have you? Do you hear any? Do you hear any? It's a hair transplant, hair restoration. They're not hair plugs. That's like a technology from the 80s. They don't. It's not called hair plugs anymore. They don't do hair plugs.
Like saying boob job.
No, they do boob. They do boob jobs now. Hair plugs is like what was an actual procedure. They don't do hair plugs anymore.
I'm ignorant.
Because the only people that use hair plugs are people with a full head of hair that use it mockingly, and that's what you're doing, Mr. Beer Belly. And he loves to point out what I'm self-conscious of. I had a whole segment about his posture and his beer belly hanging over his butt buckle the other day.
I talked about it.
Please leave a comment and tell me how hot I am.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you were. That's what you were alluding to.
I was not alluding to that. I was self-deprecating. I was saying I looked disgusting in the reel.
I saw some of those comments. People saying how that Valdez is fire. Valdez is ripped. It had to make
There's
you feel
no
good.
One who said that.
No, look at the real comments.
Okay, I will
JP
do that.
JP knows what he's doing, making all these reels. He's trying to grow the account.
All right, I'll take a look.
I also had someone tell me that video. If you were mad at JP for not asking for approval, video approval.
Yes,
but someone told me that video is like real life, and you are what you are. Picture, I can understand because maybe you're blinking
it's out there in the ether
or
forever.
You're just doing something weird with your mouth. A video, you have a whole minute there to make your. Assumption of value.
I can see that. It's my fault. You want to know why it's my fault?
Right.
It's because I wasn't thinking. Because I was too busy. Because he wanted his Eric Bien.
You were annoyed that you had to be asked to be a video.
I wasn't
so
annoyed.
Take it seriously.
It wasn't annoyed. I was trying to come up with. He goes, give me your thoughts on Eric Bien-Aimé being a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to think of something witty and good to say, something interesting to say. So I'm too busy. In my head, thinking about my comment and not thinking about, this is going to be on video on social media all day.
No, I thought the exact opposite. I didn't think about what I was saying at all. I was thinking about how I was looking.
I know. That's what I should have done. Yeah. I should have been like you. I should have been more concerned with how I look versus my hot take. No one who clicks on that is going to say, wow. Valdez said something so profound.
You don't know that. Didn't you notice that that on those videos that I have a posture, I have a look. You know
what's
how
your look?
Like the Brett's Ben Affleck look for photos. This is my video look.
All right, let me see.
I put my foot up on the chair.
Why do you do that?
And I put my arm.
Covers your gut.
I cover my gut, my man. If I have man boobs, anything, unflattering shirt,
also,
it covers it all up.
Also, this is why I don't like those reels. Is whenever JP does them, he always looks to me first. I always have to come out as leadoff. You get to think about your hot take. You get to think about what you're going to say. You get to think about your posture and how you're going to look.
Why don't you say, give me a second?
And then all of a sudden, he puts the camera in my face, and I gotta go.
He does. Yeah, because he goes, "You guys want to cut a video?" And I go, "No."
JP's, you know what JP's like? JP's like the movie Nightcrawler. Jake Gyllenhaal pops out of his car to go stick a camera in the dead guy's face. That's what JP does.
All right. Well, hey, he's learning. His daughter's teaching him how to do.
Oh yeah.
Instagram.
So that might be my tilt of the week too.
What's that?
Is that JP's daughter is a social media sensation. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's her job. It's her profession. She's an influencer, whatever you want to call it. She's in that world. Doesn't JP should know the etiquette of social media?
Well, he's learning the etiquette. He's focused on the algorithm.
Well,
he wants to go viral.
He's been doing that for so long. Like, shouldn't he know you ask before you post if it involves other people?
He's been doing that forever.
Is that you proofread everything?
We've had many fights over the years of JP firing up a picture on Twitter that he never looks at.
Yes. But hasn't he learned that by now? We've told him 10,000 times, haven't we?
We have. He doesn't care. He tells us he doesn't care.
I know. Well, he should care because other people care. It's not about him caring or not. It's about other people caring. So we don't have a Tom's Watch Bar incident that happens again. Or Drab looked like the Michelin man.
Who posted that photo?
JP.
No. I thought it was never posted because I looked so massive in it that EB didn't post it or something until it became a conversation.
Didn't JP want to post it?
I can't remember. But that actually is the worst I've ever looked.
I know. So we're not having that incident happen again.
Right. All right. Before we get out of here, let's talk about our Jumbo Lump Parlay Valdez. I think I got a good one this week that I think I won last week too.
You did. You won last week.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah. I mean, I'm on fire. My picks are on fire. Valdez, did you win last week?
I did not.
No, I just did.
I know. Thank you for rubbing it in.
I mean, you are absolutely killing our jumbo lump here.
I'm trying. You think I'm not trying?
I'd try harder.
All right. I tried hard this week.
Okay.
Our jumbo lump parlay is brought to you by Crab Sports, Maryland's local sports book. Download the app. Crab Sports is upping their game with a $500 first bet insurance promo for new customers. Place your first bet up to $500, and if it loses, Crab Sports will pay you back in a free bet so you have a second chance to win. Terms and conditions apply. Crab Sports are working in partnership with fellow Maryland homegrown brands like the Green Turtle with their free-to-play game. You can win up to $25,000. 3 times a week, and it's completely free to play. Just submit your picks for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, NFL Sunday, and depending on how many you get right, you will qualify for $25,000 cash, Green Turtle gift cards, and Crab Sports free bets. We love free bets. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 years of age or older to play. Go try them out. We recommend it. Go look for our jumbo lump parlay boosted every single weekend. We love Crab Sports.
All right. My pick this week is I'm looking at the 4 p.m. slate on Sunday afternoon, Vikings at Raiders.
Oh,
I'm not sold on the Vikings. Now, this might be, I might be biased, I'll be honest, because I want them to lose because the Seahawks are in the playoff race with them. But they play the Raiders.
Ulterior motive.
Okay, they play the Raiders. Raiders coming off a bye at home. Josh Dobbs coming off a 4-interception game. They scored, what, 10 points against the lowly Bears. Why are the Vikings 2.5-point favorites on this game? I think the Raiders, even with O'Connell, I think that they have plenty enough talent to stay up with the Vikings at home. I know Justin Jefferson's coming back, but if he can't get the ball, if nobody can throw him the ball, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. I think they're going to pound the ball with Josh Jacobs. The Vikings defense was terrible at the beginning of the year. It's gotten a little bit better, but this is for no reason a game that the Raiders can't or shouldn't win.
Team is different with Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, there's a little bit more spark on the team. I expect Devontae Adams to be involved pretty heavily, and I think the Raiders are going to win this game. So put it down, Drab Raiders money line.
My jumbo lump parlay pick this weekend is how about them Cowboys -3.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys are just a different team at home, I feel like. And also, this has a lot to do. If this game was played in a neutral field with the same amount of rest, I do feel like the Eagles are a better team. But the Eagles have gone through this gauntlet in terms of their schedule with Thursday night games, Monday night games. I think this is their third game within 18 days as opposed to a rested Cowboys team. I just feel like the team's beaten up a little bit. You kind of saw how beaten up they were against the 49ers. I think this is a get-right game for Dallas and their explosive offense. And the
get-right? They've been explosive.
In terms of the division.
Stay-right.
In terms of the division.
Okay.
So I feel like they really pound them, put it on them. I feel like the Eagles team is leaking oil. And it's showing all of these games that they have in prime time, short weeks, going to a rested Dallas team. So even though I do feel like the Eagles are a better team than the Cowboys, the situation calls for the Cowboys to really drum the Eagles at home. So I'm going to take the Cowboys -3.5.
All right. Cowboys -3.5. And Raiders
then,
money
then,
line.
Then the Dak MVP chance are really start roaring.
All right. Well, there it is. Jumbo Lump Parlay. Make sure you get on it and use the promo code BITSEASON when you sign up if you haven't signed up yet.
Yeah, please.
Love Crab Sports.
Yeah, love them. Please download the app. Do the Jumbo Lump Parlay and use the promo code.
All right, guys. So let's have a great weekend. Enjoy your time. You know what? I'm not even going to be here Monday through Wednesday next week. So I'll be back hot into a BITSEASON episode.
All right. Well, we might need to
podcast the show.
We might have to call D. Woods.
It might be a D. Woods week. All right. We'll find out what's going on. I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach for the first couple days of next week with my family. So
have fun. Drab's there on a golf trip.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Bye.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.